Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right.
Up the RH. Second in, let's go. Let's set the standard here now. I'm back.
How's he got in there?
No, he first? Could fucking go on.
Hey, right, seriously, lads, how's he done us there? Off. Hey, do you know what I mean? Straight in with that. His catchphrase.
Let's go.
Up the RH.
Sorry, scrapping the sparring draws the other day, mate.
Oh, was it?
Oh, God. No, I've just remembered. I'm with you, Suarta.
Was it near the deli counter on the side? Or was it in the front?
It was at the front. It was at the queue. So I walked in. It was a few weeks ago, actually, because there was it was still wearing masks just before all that. We pretended we didn't get that virus anymore.
Well, so we just wear masks in drawers then anyway.
Wow, different masks, not a pandemic. Yeah. The guy walked in the ballet and everyone was like...
Standard.
Yeah. Safety, mate. Safety.
What do you want, mate?
Breathe all over the front.
How can I help you?
So,
safety first.
Some guy turned round, honestly, looked like he was in the middle of about 4 E's. I was wearing a bucket hat and was like, yeah.
Really?
Do we still have to wear masks?
Oh my God.
And I was like, yeah. And he went, sick. And then he turned around and I'm just sort of soaking in the experience going, oh, this is mad. And then one guy hit another guy with a bottle of Blue Wicked.
Really?
Wow.
That's the most 1990s fight ever. Bucket hats, E's and Blue Wicked.
Wow. Gives Jaws and a bad name, stuff like that.
I know.
Does it?
It does. I'm not happy does about it? That. No, I'm not happy about that.
Because if I'd have said to you, where did that happen? Drawls was in the top
spa.
Three places.
Would have
places.
Said Spa and Drawls then.
Yeah, Sunnyside Road, massive.
I forgot I was with two. What you call when you're from Drawlsden? Drawlsdenites? Drawlsdonians? Is there a word?
Criminals, I think.
Yeah, fair enough. You can say that because you're from Drawlsden. I won't because I'm not. So you'll get away with that one. I won't. I'll let you two say that.
I think, what's the other fucking word? Underprivileged.
Underprivileged.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. I'm good, mate. I'm good. It's good to see you both. RH is here. Steve's here. What are we talking about?
Well, there's no way I'm not talking about Pep this week.
Wow. It's like the stars have aligned, haven't they? Yeah. Hey, you're back on the brew, and Pep Guardiola has had a bit of a meltdown, and then he sort of backtracks from his meltdown, but not his meltdown. He's called out the fans. Then he's been called out by the fans. Then he's sort of said...
How has he been called out by the fans?
Yeah.
It's not true.
Yeah.
No, it literally is true. And not only that, right? So we got Tom, who works in here behind the scenes. He's a Wolves fan. Mm. Did he come in the Wolves preview?
He was really good. We had him on the Wolves. No, we had him on the watch-along for the Wolves game. Really
Tom, so you know Tom, right? Yeah. Wolves fan, right? He went on Tuesday because he was like, I don't mind watching RB Leipzig and the tickets are 12 quid. So...
Is that how much you were, Tom?
And he literally said, I went and watched Tranmere and I can't remember who he said. Rochdale, was it? Tranmere, Rochdale? And I went, and I was joking, and I went, I bet that was more than 12 quid. And he went, yeah, it was actually. It's 14.
What? So he's come out and said come out in numbers, the fact he said.
He's like,
come
hey, out we're in playing numbers. On Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Come out, I want you there.
Or whatever time you can get there.
Wow.
We'll take whatever you've got.
Let us know when you can arrive and we'll move the kickoff accordingly.
So do
you
know what, Jay? Call,
he's got a point, right?
Right, go
because
on,
there's
son.
A team doing absolute madness.
Go on.
In East Manchester, right? A stone's throw from Piccadilly that plays on Saturday at 3 o'clock, and tomorrow we're playing De La Salle, so why don't you come down and fucking get in there?
Lovely, Steve. What a plug. Hey,
there you go. Go and watch Stretford Paddock.
And not even going to charge you 12 quid, it's free.
Why not? Might be a bit of atmosphere there as well.
Is he complaining about the atmosphere?
Right,
is that
so
what he's complaining
anyone
about?
Who doesn't know what happened with Pep, Steve, RB likes the game. What was he sort of saying after the game? It was like,
be nice if any fans show.
Yeah, he said, didn't he? More or less. He said, not as it's Southampton. He went,
wow.
Football's better when there's some
he
fans.
He said something
here,
like, basically. They're going to be tired on Saturday. That's what he said. Yeah, they're going to be tired.
He said, in fact, I'll find the exact quote.
They'll be tired Saturday.
I've not got the.
I call all the fans to come because we're going to need you. That's what he said.
I love how he was telling them when it is.
Yeah. He said, didn't he say it's not
Saturday
on the telly
3 o'clock.
As well? He said, yeah.
Listen, you can buy
the atmosphere
fucking...
must have been so bad then, surely.
Here's the thing, mate. You're watching probably a generational football team, or they're not, which is the problem.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah, but the thing is, the game would have been a great game, wouldn't it? Goals.
Here's what he said. He said, "I would like more people to come to the next game on Saturday. We will need the people next Saturday, please, because we will be tired. Wow. I invite all our people to come next Saturday, 3 p.m., and watch the game." I mean,
wow.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
So like, someone asked him about it today then, and he's not backtracked.
So what's happened in the series of events here, he said this, and Kevin Parker, I think he's sort of the Manchester City Supporters Club rep or whatever, he's called him out and sort of said, you know, didn't need to say it. Other fans have told him, you know, stick to coaching, and you know, there's no need for him to say these things.
You've told Pep Guardiola to stick to coaching.
It's a madness. It is an utter madness.
The guy's bigger than your fucking club.
Wow,
that is mad.
It's like, yeah, Man City fans tell Guardiola to stick to coaching after his comments about empty seats. Wow.
I read it and I was like, they're beyond parody.
Yeah, this is like, so Kevin Parker, who's the general secretary of City's official supporters club, he said, I'm not sure what that's got to do with him. Yeah, who is it?
He's the manager of the football club.
Who is Pep Guardiola to Man City anyway? Wow. He doesn't understand the difficulties that some people might have been getting to a game at the Etihad on a Wednesday evening. And then he's given, you know, issues about COVID and other reasons why they can't be there. I saw Kevin Parker as well on Sky today saying that, oh, they closed the empty yard and we don't have tourist fans. And this was my favourite. We have hardcore fans. Okay, whatever that means. So that's all gone on. Pep's responded. And basically, when he's been talking about it, because he's, you know, he's not really happy about having to explain himself, I don't think, he sort of said, which you wouldn't be, would you, if you Pep Guardiola? He said, I'm not going to apologise for what I said. What I said was we need the support. It doesn't matter how many people come, but I invite them to come and enjoy the game because we need the support. To misunderstand and put words in my mouth, I didn't say, I don't like it. I will never have a problem with my fans. If I have a problem, I will step aside.
Yeah,
I am one of them. Since day one, I've tried my best. My favourite one from Pep as well, he said as well, we're not like, I think he said Barcelona, Bayern, we're not like the big clubs.
City revel
in having a small support. That whole we're not really here, their TV channel literally has it like spinning around the outside of it. Like, you can't revel in the fact that you're shit support or almost think that it's ironic that you're really, because look out, we get 56,000 week in, week out. They've never had midweek ones. Like we were just demonstrating, there was 38,000 there, which means there was 17,000 empty seats. And he's being propped up by fucking Wolves fans who couldn't get to Tranmere that day. So there's clearly, and I know a lot of students are in the Manchester area, and I've even felt about it sometimes, except that I can't even just walk to the Etihad without being fucking abused, right?
Might as well be Celtic.
Yeah, that's just my mates, right? So like when Bayern Munich and stuff have come down in the past and I've gone, I'd like football, I'd love to go watch them. Can I get a ticket in the away end though? Because I can't sit with the fucking divs in the home end.
No,
the thing is, he's been at them. He's been at Barcelona and Bayern Munich. They're monster clubs, like, City's not a monster club, you know what I mean?
Do you think with Guardiola, do you think like he is disappointed, he has been sold something maybe, or maybe he thought that with all the success they've had and the wins they've had, that the crowds would come? Do you think there is an element of this? It's getting under his skin a little bit.
To be fair to him, it has in a way. Yeah, They've gone from 30,000 to 45,000 or something. Yeah. That's actually growth, really.
He might be thinking of it. They got to the final last year. Yeah. The first Champions League game back at home.
Yeah.
He might have think, you know what, let's give it a good go here, but everyone's blaming their fans. Like, they, you know,
not their fans. Well, they better bring 25,000 with them.
How many? Everyone's reporting saying 25. They brought 25 or would have brought whatever. But mate, it's COVID. Right,
You had 17,000 empty seats. Mad. You don't get 17,000 allocation.
It is bad. We've got a couple of people. Well, there's a few people getting involved here. Ross Murphy says, imagine if the fans all turned up and they lose. I think he'd probably be happy with that, to be honest, if you're just having a load of fans there. There's another one as well. Pep trying to outmoan. Why can't I say that? What am I doing wrong here, Steve? Help me out. Oh, there you go.
What are you, what are you doing here?
Steve's just... There you go. He's done it. Thank you. Alex Bailey in the Super Chat has been a member of the Academy for 10 months. Thanks for your support. Says, afternoon, fellas. Enjoying the brew on my break at work. 10 months a member. Keep up the content. You two housing. Up the RH. Up the fucking Good paddock. Man. Up the fucking Reds. And also, there's another one here. I can't
Good man
click on it here. I will get to this in a minute.
I am seeing a generation, though, like of kids coming through that are... There's more City kits out there than there was United kits. Or
are you seeing
than
that?
There
though?
Used to be, at least.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Sorry, Christian Shea was the other one who said Pep trying to outmoan Klopp this season. I agree with that to a certain degree. There are more, but I still don't think there's more. I mean, I live in Salford, so it's a bit skewed anyway, because it's very much a Red City. But yeah. I don't see more City.
Called it City.
Yeah, isn't it?
People think it's a borough of Manchester.
Yeah,
well, Salford's its own city.
How can you have all these towns in a town itself?
You do. You know what I mean? I agree with Steve there. You do see quite a lot more City kits about knocking about, but that's just because the obviously success or players or whatever.
You'll be better equipped to sort of tell me whether this is what you see. When I take my lads to football, I see a lot more Paris Saint-Germain and Real Madrid and kits than
I do.
I always used to have with Jaden, though. He had like Porto kits, Munich kits. I got him anywhere that was like a nice looking funky kit. Like got him a Saint
Paris Saint-Germain's a class. I did that white and pink one.
I see a lot of them.
Brilliant.
The Jordan stuff, absolutely. I used to get them as many. The most obscure one, you get like a Flamengo one. Anything as weird and random, I'd be all over. I've tried forever to get one of the Swaziland Manchester United ones.
Oh, mate. Nice, isn't it, eh? So you know what would have helped the capacity for a Champions League game at the Etihad? Ed Sheeran's on soon.
Yeah, that's why they expanded it, wasn't it? It was so they could make money on concerts.
No, but you're right. That was the plan. It was like this whole thing of, we're going to make our ground a venue for concerts. Yeah. Like they had like Coldplay and Take That and all that nonsense. But no, maybe if he signed like one of the greatest players of all time, he's won the Champions League 5 times, whatever, that would have helped him. Just the thought.
Did you see what some of the prices going around for tickets was for the Newcastle game? There was people talking $2,000 and stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, knock it on the head, mate. What if I don't even play?
I know. Yeah. I mean,
imagine like ringing up, Aya, paid $2,000 for that.
He was always going to play, though, wasn't he?
Played fucking
Madrid.
It would have been funny.
He was always going to start.
Not funny. I'd have been fuming. But I saw that. I saw someone on Twitter was saying,
I've got a spare. Against West Ham this week.
Yeah. I'll wait until the Carabao.
He's been, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Guys are monster in that.
It was mad, but I saw someone like on Twitter was saying, I've got a ticket spare. So I messaged him, they're like, £275. Because I had my ticket, but our kid was after one. And I was just like, no, you know.
What was it like in the flesh? Explain to me, Ronnie, first game back. What was it like?
Do you know what made me laugh about that? Was the two things. Like, one, when he scored, I felt a little bit of relief. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, like.
It was also a shit goal.
It was a shit goal. It was relief. But what made me laugh is a load of my lot had gone to the bar.
You missed it. Like,
because it was like just before
I seen Andy Tate on his review or whatever on the fan cam. He went, "Oh, I missed it. Ronaldo's first goal. You missed it back. Dope."
Joe, I know what you're saying on the relief thing, because utter fucking soft brains like Paul Merson would have spent all week saying how he was finished. they said it on Saturday, didn't they?
It sounds nice, that insult. Right?
It's unreal. That's an Alisson classic.
Not, but it sounds it. So it's like a compliment. Soft brain now.
I'm clueless, them guys, mate.
Oh, they would have spent all week talking about how he's finished.
How many articles do you think the Scousers would have written if he had not scored?
I think they've written many. Anyway.
Written, I know. Yeah. I saw Jamie Carragher say like something today about like he could ruin Ole Gunnar Solskjaer or whatever.
The guy's got like 1.8 goals a game or something like that.
Ridiculous.
So far.
His stats are ridiculous, mate.
He's got 3 goals. How about fucking chill out, Nobbets?
Will Bowen says, Housen, thoughts on Laird at Derby, or is it still too early?
Well, for starters, Laird's at
Swansea. Swansea City, isn't it? Yeah, I was about to say. I've only seen clips so far.
So I've been planning to go and do an in-person loan watch. I'm going to take Ronaldo just for the fucking road trip alone, right? Because can you imagine?
Mate, take a, I love Ronaldo Brown, right? I love him to bits, but take a bottle of paracetamol with you as well.
Hey, so we had a look at Laird's playing against Cardiff in like 2 weeks or next weekend or something like that. And I was like, oh, that'll be a fucking tasty game to go to. Won it Swansea Cardiff.
Yeah.
See how he gets on in that. Can you get a train to Swansea? Well, yeah, you can, but you ain't getting one home and it takes 4.5 hours.
Jesus, well.
So you're missing the game. Too much that, so I was like, right, we're not doing that then. Levitt is playing for Dundee United against, might as well be Celtic. That's next weekend. And I was like, oh, we might be on here.
Yeah.
I think I don't think I can make it work. And I don't know if I can get a ticket. Because obviously I don't want to be in with the home end. And I'm saying, I want to be in the away end with the Dundee United fans. That'd be fucking belting.
Of course.
So I'm really like, you can't go to any championship teams because Paddock kick off at the same time, 3 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So there's not really many championship games on a Sunday. There's not really, the only other time that they play is a Tuesday and we have training. So I'm like, right, I'm limited in my options here. The only time I can think to go and watch anyone play is Will Fish at Stockport. He's not even playing.
He's just coming back from an injury now.
So I want to go and watch some of our lads on loan, but I can't find them. Yeah, Chong's doing mega at Birmingham. They're in love with the guy, but they play at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, unless they get like a big game. Yeah, there's an occasional.
He's doing well there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is
they get
well.
An occasional Friday night or a Sunday, but most of their games are Saturday 3 o'clock. So unless we get one called off, I've got no chance.
He should do well there, though, shouldn't he? Yeah. Someone like Chong.
Well, I don't know. To be honest with you, I thought definitely the joy was out a little bit with him. Because he went to, was it Bruges last? He went to Werder Bremen and Bruges, didn't he? And it was like he did okay.
If he's on the fringes with us, if he's on the fringes with us and he's going to the championship, and he's playing games, surely you'll see the quality. He was on, what game was he on, Sky, and he just ripped it up?
Was it Derby?
He was just like, was his pace, power.
There's just a pure Jamesness about him. Like, he doesn't really have enough ability to like beat a man if he's not knocking it past
just
him.
Just raw, innit?
Yeah, he's not really got any.
He was the one that was probably the most hyped, but I don't know. I'm not saying
if he had an haircut. If he had an haircut, he wouldn't have been one.
Yeah, I just felt he also won because he had a name and he had an airdo.
Yeah, like it wouldn't be anyone.
He won back to back Player of the Year and Reserve Player of the Year, Young Player of the Year, like Academy Player of the Year and Reserve Player of the Year back to back by playing six games.
I was going to say there wasn't.
It was like
nah,
because Mason Greenwood was the Player of the Year the year he won Academy Player of the Year
by
a country mile. But because he was still an under 16, I felt like it was some political thing why they didn't want to give it him, so they give it Chong.
Right.
The next year, Jimmy Garner was the Player of the Year
by
a country mile. But because it's a public vote and no one's voting for the defensive midfielder, oh, look at that guy with a massive afro.
Yeah.
He got the vote, I think.
No.
But his CV now says Academy Player of the Year, Reserve Player of the Year, back to back for United.
It wasn't too shabby, is it, to be honest with you, on your CV. But when he came on for the first team, not to be all basic, but when he came on first team, in like these cameos, 10, 15 minutes, he didn't do a lot.
No,
of
he doesn't just play like, safe.
He came at Old Trafford and he was having he had a little bit. I might be being a tad harsh, but it was a little bit of a stinker.
Well, fair play to him, he's gone out on loan. He's doing a business, isn't he? So
100%, and you know, long mate.
It's what it is.
Anyway, as we know, football, or footy, as this says, I don't say that, is back. And our friends at Manscaped are here with a masterclass, an absolute masterclass of Cristiano Ronaldo proportions. To get you ready for the new season, the leaders in men's grooming have done it again and just launched their fourth generation performance package, including is their new lawnmower 4.0, Stephen.
Ridiculous.
That is mental, that, isn't it? 4.0. Not 3, but 4.0 trimmer. The 4.0 will have even Paris Saint-Germain jealous of your well-groomed package.
You can tell a real soccer fan's wrote this.
Yeah, honestly. join the 2 million
Mate,
men.
Go sports and things.
Yeah, go soccer.
Yay, Premier League.
Up the Reds.
Premier League.
We love you, soccer.
Wow.
With the new performance package 4.0.
I have to say that Manchester Reds are the best franchise in this city.
100%, They're Reds. One of my favourite soccer ballers. by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping by clicking the link in the description.
Now, Jay, am I right in thinking that you have to click this link and you can't just put a code in like we normally do?
No, you have to
when
go
we're hawking this Manscaped
click
stuff.
The link. And don't forget, right, with Team Manscaped, you're getting your fourth generation trimmer, which features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents, because me and you were talking about that this morning, weren't we?
No, we're talking about nothing else.
Well, grooming accidents that we have, it's a constant source of.
I was using a Black & Decker for a long time.
which I thought was just well OTT, but when I saw your balls, I understood. but thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology, the Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor. That's unreal. A new multifunction. I love this. A multifunction on-off switch. If I want an on-off switch, right, it better be multifunction. I want the on and the off. I don't just want one.
See what you're saying,
no. Do you know what I mean? It's, I don't want it on all the time or off all the time. That's no good to me.
That's a hell of a point that you make.
Do you know what I mean? I want it to have both. Otherwise,
I feel how like do I know if it's on or if it's off?
Yeah. And it's got, do you know what I mean? Like, we can't just have one or the other. And this has got both.
I'm glad that they highlighted that as a feature, because otherwise, how would you know if it had a multifunction on and off switch if they didn't put it down as a bullet point for us to talk about?
I think
about.
If they were selling a car, they'd say to you, it's got a steering wheel.
And you was like, shit, yeah. I was thinking of using my fucking mind to drive down the road.
It's got a windshield.
Yeah. Not every car has a windshield. That's true. See the one Lewis Hamilton drives? No windshield.
Exactly. So that's the selling point. Do you know what I mean? Just as the on-off switch is a selling point on the Lawnmower 4.0. Also, you've got 4,000K LED spotlight, which is also on and off when you need a more precise shave. Oh, and did I mention?
Go on, Jay.
It's waterproof as well.
Wowzers.
So if you want to get in the bath, you're not going to electrocute yourself. You're all right.
Unreal.
Get your legs up on
leading the way
of
these guys.
Get your legs up on the bath like that and get involved. Yeah? And you've leading also got, for men of my age, nose and hair trimmer. Yeah? That was my father-in-law's birthday present the other week. and provides proprietary skin-safe technology. So you've got ball deodorant, you've got crop preserver, you've got ball toner, you've got the Lawnmower 4.0, you've got the lot.
You've got an on-off switch.
We've got an on-off switch. Yeah, both on and off. So go and check it out. 20% off free. 20% off.
Do you understand how much we're treating you here?
Yeah.
With an on and off switch. Fucking hell. Get a grip.
This is revolutionary.
Sort your fucking ball bags out.
Thank you. 20% off, free shipping. Click the link in the description. Kick some overgrown pube hairs and grass this season with
Manscaped. Like I said, click the link in the description. Yeah. You're not putting no code in no fucking coupon bit here. You're clicking a link.
That's so easy, innit? I ain't got time.
Did I have to work for you?
Unreal,
you've
that,
got your coaching to do.
Seriously, like, Jay,
I've got people to shout out in the street.
Yeah, I've got my Twitter. There's like no way I've got
the fights in the spa to see.
Exactly. I ain't got time to be filling in codes and what was it again? I've forgotten. No, click that link. Thank you.
Up the RH.
Up the RH.
Nice one. That's twice. Let's keep counting.
Hey. So. Talking of shaving your balls, Pep, what do you reckon? Is there a chance that this could be the beginning of the end of him at Manchester City?
Well, didn't he come out, or it came out, that he was done and dusted end of next season?
Well, yeah.
And then someone asked him about it at a press conference and was like, what did I say? And the guy shat it and never followed up. And I was like, what did he say?
Yeah.
Because I thought he was going in the next season as well. Did I fall for the same headline?
I don't like that. I've had that. When you do a press conference, you ask a question and they ask you one back straight away.
They go, what did I say?
Clever though, isn't it? Yeah, Mourinho
sorry,
used
I don't
to
speak
do
English.
nothing. Forget it. I'm sorry. Well done on winning things. But no, he sort of said he was going to, I'm paraphrasing it, sort of review where he was at in a couple of years. So it means
the football that he plays, City fans like be gutted to lose him, wouldn't they?
You think?
But
I mean,
like, if they're gonna just the smack asses.
You were pointing this out the other week. Like, Pep Guardiola's obviously had, you know, domestic unparalleled success at City, not previously from other managers like Sir Alex, of course. But at City, you know, he's won all these trophies. But they were winning titles before he got there.
Yeah, Pellegrini won a title.
Yeah,
Pellegrini wasn't as good as fucking Moyes at West Ham.
No. So it's not like
Moisey.
If Pep leaves, the wheels come off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he hasn't done anything in Europe for him. So, yes,
he's desperate for that one.
I'm not saying he's not a good coach. That'd be a ridiculous statement. Obviously, he is. But I don't think if he leaves, we can sit here as United fans go, well, that's the end of City
Championship.
Just the system changes, doesn't it?
Clearly, like a football philosopher, he sees the way football should be played and then he gets it. And I think he's so much of a tinkerer that he can't just get out of his own way and let it happen. Yeah. Because City now, by most standards, they're going to have 65% plus of the ball no matter who the fuck they play. Yeah. Yeah. Barcelona, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, City United, whoever the fuck you put in front of them, right? They're dominating the ball.
Definitely.
And when you dominate the ball, you're going to dominate chance creation. He just needs to kind of get out of the way of that. I think, like, when you look at what he did in the Champions League final, you go, he wants to have people gasp at what he did to win things rather than just winning.
Yeah, just winning. Yeah.
And I think that he's almost gone too far, that he's almost like I don't know if he sees himself as some fucking artist or something rather than a football manager. Yeah. But he just needs to just get out of his own fucking way a little bit.
Have you seen the clips with Grealish and Mahrez when they're 6-3 up and he's just like...
Yeah. Does it feel honest to you that? Can you imagine Fergie doing this at 6-3 up?
6-3? Well, you don't player, you though, do that behind closed doors, don't player, you? Though, coaching points.
Would you not
like
be
that
a bit annoyed at that? Getting a rollicking in front of everyone when you're dominating.
Probably
the game.
Expect well, it, though, don't they?
Sterling after a final. Yeah. That they
and
won
I just
as
think
well.
Yeah. Get like feedback and stuff like that.
Yeah, and coaching points and stuff like that.
I feel like sometimes it's a bit performative. And I feel like
it's like that, isn't it?
You're getting dressed down in front of everyone after you're winning or won a cup or whatever. It does feel a little bit OTT.
See, Fergie say he regrets it in a big way, the way he spoke about it. After they won the Cup Winners' Cup, greatest competition the world's ever seen, in 1983 by beating Real Madrid.
No, you're on about the Scottish Cup final where he goes fuming. Yeah. He was like that.
It's disgraceful performance.
Yeah, and he says like, it was OTT, he didn't need to do it. Yeah.
That's what it almost reminds me of. I'm going to look back and go,
I think you're so
right.
Do that behind closed doors, don't you?
By the way, that 1983 Cup Winners' Cup final, whom was Real Madrid's manager that day?
Oh, he's done me, No, it's too early for John Sosak, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, too early.
I think he was 80s though. If I said it follows the trajectory of the second manager that he beat in the Cup Winners' Cup final.
So, Johan Cruyff is the second one.
All right. What was Johan Cruyff?
An amazing Dutch footballer.
And?
And a chain-smoking, anorak wearing.
Legend. Legend. Yeah. Think about what I'm saying here.
Right.
Johan Cruyff.
Yeah.
Who was he managing?
Who was Johan Cruyff managing?
I mean, this is obviously...
In 1991?
Yeah.
Barcelona?
Right.
Right.
He played for Barcelona. So we're talking legendary.
Yeah.
Barcelona player.
Right.
Now the manager.
So you're
beaten by Alex Ferguson.
Right, so you're saying it was a legendary... Not Di Stefano, was it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've not known that.
Uncle Alfredo.
Oh, and did you know a fun fact about Di Stefano? Real Madrid, right? We don't really like Real Madrid, do we? Lots of us go, Real Madrid, bit distasteful, whatever. They offered us Di Stefano after Munich.
Right, do you know what? Biggest false promise ever.
Why?
Because like me saying, Jay, you can have my Tesla. You go, can I? You go, I haven't got a Tesla, but yeah.
And why? They offered him and the FA said no.
Right, but it was a well-known rule foreigners couldn't play in England until 1978.
Oh, hang on a minute, though. Maybe we can make a bit of an exception in these circumstances. You know what I mean?
Here's my own belief on this. You can fucking say I'm wrong and I'm cynical, but fuck you, fight me, right? Yeah. I reckon Real Madrid was like, what could buy us a load of top PR here?
Oh, Steven.
Nah,
Steven.
Let's tell United. They've still got a foreigner thing going on in England. Yeah. No Spaniards or anything can play for him.
Steve, so come cynical on, mate.
Tell them they can
come
have Puskas.
Like,
they're like, tell them they can have Puskas and Di Stefano.
Horrible.
And we're signing players from fucking Bishop
manager
Auckland.
Stop. I believe, Steve, despite the fact that they were owned by a fascist and ran by Franco or whatever, I believe they were nice. I believe they were to help us out, right? So I'm not going with you and your cynicism.
Oh, fascists do have a softer side, yes. Jay. But
I'm
fucking Twitter will you later.
Before I get clipped up.
Go on, mate. Just move on.
Jay supports fascism. Fabrizio Romano tweeted.
Of course he has.
Go on, what's he saying?
He says, Mino Raiola to Ray Sport. Paul Pogba is out of contract in June, so we'll talk with Man United and we'll see what happens. Juventus? Question mark. Paul still loves Turin. There's a chance that Pogba will return to Juventus, yes, but it also depends on Juventus plans.
This tweet
is actually from 2011.
Really?
It could be.
He just comes around it. Really? Fuck, he's off his head.
How many of them have you had?
Loads. Someone just messaged into the chat. Nice fascists FC. Can anyone who's mega on Photoshop, because I know we've got some talented viewers, can you Photoshop me up nice fascist FC in the Real Madrid badge style, please?
Right, and don't put it on our channel when Stephen gets
tag
it.
Tag me in jail, I'll retweet the fuck out.
Right. My point, Stephen, with the it's 2011 all over again, is as you well know, because you were there, when Paul Pogba, you know, I don't say came through the academy, he came over from Le Havre and then he blossomed at the academy. There was links, weren't there, that he was going to not sign a new deal and go to Juve. And now we're here, and he actually did that.
He's
now
just
we're
playing
here
games.
In 2021, and he's
loves it. He loves it.
That Pogba or Raiola?
That Raiola.
Yeah.
Loves it.
Loves
a fucking payday.
Loves it, mate.
I mean, there was so on it. Like,
I'd love a payday like him. To be fair,
nah, to be fair, God. Yeah, definitely. But he's just a bulb, innit?
Yeah, I don't
he's
like
a,
him.
He's a bulb.
Fergie hated him, didn't he? Fergie said they were like a little more. But I mean,
let the lad play football.
Do you think
what could the players that is around now? Do you reckon he want to go anywhere?
I reckon that's something that supposedly came out last week, didn't it? That
stop.
Last weekend had a bit of a factor in his potential decision making. But I think if you look at this logically, where is he going to go? He's on a free, which opens up more doors than a £100 million fee.
Yeah.
But you're talking Paris, Juve, Real Madrid.
Right, okay.
Tuesday night aside, I think United have got a better chance of a Champions League than Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Just tweet me when you clip that up, right? Juve, that can go either way.
They will.
Yeah, I know they will. Yeah. Train's never late.
Yeah.
Right?
Good lad.
The I think Paris is the only destination that absolutely offers more chance of a Champions League than United right now. Although, choosing outside.
Yeah, no, you're right. And also, yeah. I think it's weird, isn't it? Because normally with Paul Pogba on a free, everyone would be in for him. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone. Like even some English clubs might
be going. Something like Chelsea or something like that. Maybe not a mega rival.
When he's
like
on it, he's unplayable. Do you know what I mean?
He has on fucking 7 assists so far this season.
Scary. But like I said before, like he's got the players around him now. Why would you want to go anywhere?
Do you not feel like there might be a bit of an element of A, Raiola seems to have his ear. And if Raiola says, listen, you've done your bit now at Manchester United twice. Let's go,
will you reckon Bob will be happy with what he's done since he's come back?
A lot depends on this season. I think if he wins something this season, he can look at it and go,
United can't allow this to go to January though, where he's now free to talk to other clubs without having an idea what he's doing. Well, I think no matter what happens, we're not going to sell him. He's either going to walk away or he's going to re-sign. I don't think we flip him for anything. So I say United need to have a deadline of like next month, month after. United can't allow this to go to December, still going, well, he might sign.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, no. Yeah, you're
leave
gonna,
it
you
late,
need to
it's,
the
it's gonna go,
that's
it?
What we'll offer you. Yeah. That's how much you're going to get. That's how long for. And you need to sign it by the 1st of November. Or we're just going to assume you're going to fuck off in the summer.
You're Mr. I know you don't like to go on about it, but you've got a few friends in our places. Is there any news you've got for us?
Absolutely fuck all.
Nothing.
Nothing
doing?
No. So the only word I've heard, I told you this is morning, didn't I? Yeah. Is that Bellingham's our major target for next season.
Oh, I'm about that, mate.
He
don't know what
scared,
that means for Pogba.
Especially as an 18-year-old.
Yeah. I know nothing on the Pogba situation.
Maybe he don't know. Maybe he's a bit like, well, they've got Ronaldo.
See how it goes.
Got Varane.
Yeah. But from a United perspective,
that's what I'm saying. When you're around
entitled to do that. But from a United perspective, United need to be firm here and say, look, you're going to fuck off, But we want to know what you're doing by the 1st of November so we can make a contingency.
Plan accordingly,
Because obviously your wage being freed up is a rate load of cash.
Where do you stand on Pogba? If he left in the summer, would you hold that against him? Would you be annoyed? Would you be like, fair enough? Because part of me thinks, am I going to be annoyed with a player playing to the contracts that he signed for us? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I wouldn't hate him.
No, I wouldn't hate him, but I'd be a bit...
I'd just be like...
Yeah, I feel like
I feel like that's the problem, Paul Pogba. What you just said there, it's like you can't do that. It's like you have to go, he's the greatest player I've ever seen.
Yeah, but I feel like he's unfinished business,
him,
mate.
I wish he wasn't
no,
here.
No, go.
And you go, you know, he's good, but I wish he'd done a bit
I more. I just feel like there's unfinished business with him. Like, since he's come back, now he's got the players around him. Like, let's see. Like, Steve said, how many assists has he got so far? Yeah. Playing with them good players, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's no real excuses, is there? I mean, and to
you're
be
in
fair,
that team.
Other than, like you keep saying, Steve's Tuesday aside, he has done it so far.
Yeah.
You know, this season he's looked good.
When he's on it, he's unplayable.
Breaking number of assists in that short amount of time. Obviously, loving life with Ronaldo, them two seem to be getting on well, and Bruno. So, I just want to see him. I just can't imagine Paul Pogba leaving Manchester United and not having won either a title or a Champions League.
Well, I fucking can.
I know.
Because it's about fucking 9 months away.
Scotty doesn't know. Don't rain on my parade. Scotty doesn't know. Says, coming from the USA for Red Cafe versus Arsenal. Pints, ? Yeah, give us a shout.
Jay's on Red Top, though.
Yeah, you can buy me a Pepsi Max. Cheddar. Ilya United says, we need it by Bellingham, not Sancho. I don't want to burst anyone's bubble here, bro.
Oh, my God.
But
what's going on here, mate?
Kind of bought Sancho in the summer.
You all right, mate?
That ship sailed.
Right, pal.
And do you know what? We went about 7 years, it feels like, without a right winger. Of course, we fucking needed Sancho.
Yeah. Of course.
And people were like, well, he's playing on the left now. All right, semantics.
Someone else is saying perfect pop replacement about Bellingham, of course. Do you think he is?
Yeah, Bellingham's talented. Bellingham,
he's talented, but not yet. The league is a step away from top half of the Prem, I think. Despite Bayern Munich being probably a step above the top half of the Prem. It's just, you know.
The thing with United, right, and I've been quite critical of them over this in the past, and I think some of you guys have as well, is like, we always do that thing, don't we, where we go for Maguire after he's gone to Leicester, and you think, why didn't we get him when he was at Hull? You could see there was
too late.
There. Why did we wait until he's added another 50 million on his value? Why didn't we get, you know, the players when they're just about getting there? Why didn't we go for Wan-Bissaka after that blinding first 10 games in that first season, including Man of the Match against us? But with Bellingham, we did that. We went for him, didn't we?
He didn't want to
know. He didn't want it, did he?
Same with Camavinga. Yeah. I think we went for Camavinga. Yeah. Mike Phelan seems to suggest that he wouldn't play for us this year in the first team. He's gone straight into Real Madrid's team, which tells you a lot about them, I think. He didn't want to come.
You can't sign every.
I know some people want to, but you can't sign all the players. I mean,
was it true with Bellingham that I was hearing stories like we got Fergie to bake him a cake and all sorts of nonsense.
Meant that, innit? Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Got a class of 92 to carry him around.
It wouldn't surprise me if Bellingham didn't even know who the fuck he was. Because some of the lads at training in a minute, you're like talking to him about stuff and you go, right, I want you to put like a Beckham style ball in. And you go, a Beckham style ball. And you're like, what's a Beckham style ball?
And
you're like,
they're used to the knuckleball like Ronaldo Brooklyn, stuff like that.
They go,
Romeo
I explain it to him, and he goes, you mean a Trent-style ball? Oh, and I die, Jay.
Stop.
I hope you make him do laps.
Yeah, just release him, mate. If they say that to you, Cam doesn't say that, does he? Does Cam say that?
Cam doesn't say that. I mean, he's an idiot, but not that much of an
idiot. I hope not. Skipper doesn't say daft stuff like that, does he?
That is so deflating.
What, him being a captain?
No, not that.
Oh, wow.
I'm not being funny as well.
Wow, Steve.
It doesn't matter how old you are. You know who David Beckham is and what he does, surely.
Well, they didn't
know. Do you know what I mean?
Your
lads at training said,
from 17.
I don't know what the David Beckham ball is, but I know what the Trent ball is.
I asked for
why don't you rip the papers up, Steve? Yeah. Just rip the papers up.
Get out. Tell him, you'll never make it as a footballer.
It's their age. They're both 17.
Still. YouTube.
Beckham left United when they were one.
Who was it? Who was it? There was the journalist who said that.
Trump
was better than
I'll take Miguel Delaney for fucking 20p.
Yeah. He blocked me for pointing out that he was not old enough to say the things that he was saying. Working out your age then, you would have been 3 years old when you were watching these games. You claimed to have been watching, and he just blocked me.
Dope.
It's like, doesn't quite work like that, does it?
Beckham was about as good as a player I've ever seen.
Yeah,
from a pure technical ability, because let's be honest, was he prolific with goals? No. Was he rapid? No. Did he use his left foot? It's a balance when he was having a pitch, but not really for out else. Like, what could he do? If you listen to a few players,
put it anywhere you want it.
Who was it? Someone was saying not only would he put it in the right area, he'd put it at the right bit for your forehead. Like, there's difference, levels
crazy,
to this shit.
Isn't it?
I can't even imagine what it looks like being on a training pitch while he was in his
whipping
prime.
Do you reckon if you were playing for United, Beckham was his right wing, do you reckon those any of us could get
a goal? A whole season? Yeah, definitely.
Of course, you'll be right. Oh, come
do you
on.
Think he's like Dwight York's jumps, his head stayed in the same place and his ass came up.
Imagine
like,
York and Cole
really
there and Sherrington and Solskjaer, the balls are coming in there. Jay, you're all over that, mate.
Yeah,
your
of course.
Bicycle kicks a lot, mate.
You know that.
Andy
know
Cole was.
Me.
Yes. Andy Cole's like, I'm sick of tappings. Watch this shit. Look at this.
I didn't know you had that in your locker. I have now. There's a question here for you, RH.
I love this. Come on.
We've gone from one pass master to another. Are you still teaching Fred to pass? And I need to find out who asked that.
Come on.
James John. Mate, is RH still teaching Fred to pass?
James John, I'm not doing my job properly then, am I, mate? If I still am.
Because actually, it's quite topical. I was saying this morning because anyone who doesn't know, RH coach, you do extra coaching, don't you, with Fred, with Bruno, and with Diogo Dalot. And there's been talk this week of Dalot saying, you know, he wants to fight for his place and he thinks he's got a chance of getting in there. And I wanted to pick your brains on that. Do you think he has?
I've obviously, well, every single time I've been on here, I've always sung his praises. And I know, you know, he follows you guys.
No, he's a good lad.
He's a great guy. But not only, you know, is he a talented footballer, he's a great guy and he's hardworking. And he went to Milan, done what he needed to do, got himself in the Portuguese national team, you know, under 21s. But and he's done his job. So I feel like they should just give him an opportunity. You know, he might get a game or two, but it's up to him whether he takes it or not.
He's going to get a game.
But he's been in the squads. He's come on. Yeah. Wolves, he come on. And he's looked well. He's just got to be patient. When he gets the opportunity, he's got to take it.
100%. Someone saying, what was his name? Robbo MUFC said, big up Joe Schwash.
Joe Schwash, mate, I get that all the time, you know. Hey. Mate, I get that all the time. What's his name?
What's the lad? Click on that a minute. You've just gone past. Mate, I get that. K-Robbo MUFC.
K-Robbo MUFC, get that all the time, mate. What a man you are for spotting that.
Been called a lot worse than that.
Love that.
Yeah, so McNally, Trent's Cross is out in the same atmosphere as Bex. No, they're not. The thing is, he's been hyped up into oblivion. And me and Ronaldo was talking about this the other day. It was like, do you think the scores that some players are getting in fantasy football is influencing their ratings and rankings amongst fans? And he was like, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, like Trent's deliveries are nice, aren't they? Like his technique, but they're not nowhere near Beckham. It's like it's not, mate.
Because everything you said a minute ago, Steve, he didn't have a left foot. Probably didn't score as many goals as he could have. Certainly for free kicks he did, but other than that, you put
open player. I can think of about four.
You could argue he should have.
I can think of a chip from the edge of the box. One against Wimbledon that he twatted in Dyson low.
That one, Tottenham when he curled it in that game where he curled it, made some real stance.
Arsenal in the FA Cup.
Right.
Yeah, the world's cup.
There's a few, but there's not. They're all worldies, though, aren't they?
Yeah. If you score it, you know what I mean?
He also didn't have tons of shots.
But
his technique's a joke.
The thing with Beckham is, he just assists, just shit assists, didn't he? Not mean just word shit.
shit assists
out of his hands.
He's like a postman, isn't he? Just always delivers, doesn't it?
That annoys me with Beckham when you see this revisionist commenting on him and just nonsense of people who never watched him. Oh, he was like this sort of diva type Spice Boy. He was a grafter. There's a reason Gary Neville's career went as soon as Beckham went. Honestly, I've never seen a hard working player at Manchester United. I've seen players that worked as hard.
Two players could finish the bleep test, Roy Keane says.
Right.
Dwight York, which shocked me.
Wow. Yeah, that's mad, that.
Did he tell him when you finish, you can go home for the month?
You can go out and like, what? And David Beckham, which I can believe.
I heard that. Yeah. He meant to be fit. Level
22.
Wow.
I think his transfer to Real Madrid is overlooked at how daft that was. Like, for everyone. Yeah.
Well, I think on a personal level, they fell out with Fergie. Yeah. Or Fergie fell out with him. Because I think there was a hero worship from Beckham to Fergie.
Well, it's sad that. If you read the book, you've read all his books. But when he talks about that going sour, and Fergie being moody with him and picking up on it.
It hurts him, doesn't it? It's
horrible.
Yeah, I think it was a one-way falling out. where Fergie was like, nope. Now, Fergie did this, and he got rid of players way before their prime. Yapstam, he got rid of 6 years before. The guy was still appearing in fucking Champions League finals.
Wow.
We'd have won another Champions League if we hadn't got rid of him.
Yapstam.
Don't forget, big Dutch man. We won three titles 2002. We won three titles on the trot. Stam went out. Veron and Van Nistelrooy came in and we finished third. What's that tell you? That's
special,
how integral he was to us. And we played the next 2 years trying to catch up, didn't we? Rio and others trying to get it back to where it was.
Laurent Blanc and that.
Yeah. It's like...
Fucking Larry White.
Remember him?
I almost forget in the 2005 final he was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, who was
the 2007 final too?
Probably, I don't know, but I remember don't get me started on that, we're going to be depressed. yes.
So York finished the bleep test.
Apparently so.
That is mad.
Because you never think of him as a hard-working player.
No, you don't think that, yeah.
No, but surprised I guess he's like super fit, obviously, and Addy ain't him. It's weird with York.
Was Keane not finished yet? Keane was a monster, wasn't he?
He never mentioned it if he did. So that was the two that did.
You think Keane would be...
They're brilliant. See, that interview is class, isn't it?
77% mentality.
Him and Neville. How good's that? That interview with him and Neville, mate. It's class, that.
You watched it?
Yeah, I was critical of it from a production point of view.
Oh God, here we go. What lenses weren't they using?
Guys, you didn't see what Steve was doing before this video, by the way.
It isn't colour matched. The one that's on Gary Neville's handheld, where the other two are on gimbals, so it looks like there's a fucking earthquake going on while they're trying to focus on
GNF. See, I wouldn't know this, mate. I just stick my phone in a tripod and just record, not me.
This is why I need to talk my game, because he's talking...
Producer Steve.
Putting the production values aside,
content.
No, it was class. So what I did, it was unreal.
I was impressed with how good the audio sounded, though, because fuck me, we can't get it right in a studio, and they had it spot on in a field.
Yeah. You seem to be focused on the bits that don't really matter.
Right. Nah, maybe I was.
The topic.
Maybe I couldn't get over it.
The audio sounded good, but they were using their own cameras. What about the things they said today? Oh, I'm not interested in that.
It's class. It's unreal. He's class, isn't
he? He is. Ruthless. I love Roy Keane. He's probably my favourite.
I don't think there's another human that gives less of a fuck about anything than him. He's like, really, he's his little dismissive, like.
He's, you know how people clip you up to try and make you look stupid and say things out of context and whatever? We've all had that. But people, when they clip him up, things he said in the past, he's been proven right. Yeah. Like the thing with the Arsenal when Arsenal beat us. And it was Tim Cahill was saying Arsenal got a philosopher, got a plan. Yeah. You can see it under Arteta.
Nah, he's ruthless, but he knows his stuff, doesn't he?
Two crap teams, and one was a little bit less crap than the other one.
And he'll say it as well because he's not one of them, is he?
No, he's not.
I think he's a bit better at United still. Probably Fergie rather than United.
I think Fergie is.
I think he loved playing for United, and he went west with him and Fergie, and that's made him a bit.
Can your mate not sort out?
Real man.
I doubt it.
Everyone's mate, innit?
Can tell you what,
that'd be amazing. That video would
them two reconciling.
Yeah, that'd break the internet.
Yeah, you'd see me in the corner wanking because I'd be so excited.
Honestly, I don't blame you.
What's in the corner?
Is that Stephen? What's he doing?
Furiously.
Hey, but that it saddens me that because you know, like when Fergie wasn't
it's like a divorce, innit?
Yeah, when Fergie wasn't well. And there was a time when we didn't know if he was going to make it. You know, he could have died when he had his brain injuries, and thank God he didn't. But I was thinking, he could die and they've still not made up. Do you know what I mean?
Will they ever, though?
Not if they didn't do them. I think the opportunity of window was there.
Passed.
For Keane to be like,
I think it was when he was at Sunderland. When he was at Sunderland and they were like, Johnny Evans went there and they were speaking as managers to each other. Because I think Keane says in his book, we spoke as though we didn't know each other. So it was like, I've got Johnny Evans here, you can have him on loan to end the season. Right, sound. Not like, how are you? How's the family? Do you know what I mean? How's the wife?
And he's been the captain.
Yeah,
and, you know,
it was just like a business call. And Fergie treated it like that. And Keane was in
it is sad, isn't it? It is sad. And like, at least Fergie admitted he did that with Stam. He didn't really admit that with Beckham. Beckham played another 10 years.
Why do you buy into this stuff, Steve? Because there is a sort of...
Only for AC Milan, Real Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain.
Beckham was open to the idea of going to Madrid because of the Galacticos things, because of his brand as well, which, you know, I know he wasn't all about his brand, but it was a part of it.
Yeah.
That maybe wasn't all just Fergie's fault.
Yeah, but Fergie was a bit like... No, Fergie wanted the control of everything, didn't he?
I think... Yeah. If you'd have offered Beckham the red pill and the blue pill, and the red pill was stay at United and retire like gigs, maybe without the court cases, and the blue pill was...
You're doing so well.
Is go play. Comedy, I mean, to be fair, central. The blue pill's not a bad one, which is actually do better than Pele did and make soccer popular in America.
Yeah.
Play for Real Madrid, AC Milan and Paris Saint-Germain. Fuck off, mate.
You
that's
know what's mad as well?
Career,
when he went to America, everyone thought, nah, he's done. But then he went back on loan to Milan. Yeah. And so that's even harder, you know, like, what? Dropping the standard.
Tells you everything about the man as well. Look at the fucking man tears that he cries when he gets subbed off for his last game again, for Paris. That is a man who loves football.
He's just something about Beckham.
Yeah, it's class.
Do you know what I mean?
Unreal.
Something so special about him. He's just quality. It's like when was it Mitten, I think, went to watch Salford with him or something. It's just mad that. What you're just watching...
Back in. Oh, class.
Put that in a sentence that made sense, you knobhead.
What? You're just saying words, man. Randomly. What? Beckham, Salford.
Oh, COVID
Tuesday.
Done us as well because we was going out to Miami in fucking March last year for the start of MLS.
Yeah.
I was going, but I don't know who was going to go with us. And we had probably Cam, I think, since we missed out on the Australia trip.
Yeah.
It's overrated anyway, Cam. Don't worry about it. No one to go now.
And I think it would have been we was going to go watch a Miami game, and I think we had 5 minutes with Beckham, which we had made a 48 minute video out of by the way.
Mate, I made a 15 minute one out of 2 minutes with Fergie. And he said to me, I'm proud of you.
That's unreal.
We had 5 minutes, and it probably would have been pre-approved questions and all that, because Beckham, do you know what's sad about him? He doesn't give opinions.
Like he's in that thing, and it's like he's the opposite of Keane.
He's just a pure ambassador. Yeah, yeah. Like, everything's great, and the world tastes of sugar. Yeah. And
he's not.
You're not going to get a real.
Would you want him to be like that?
No, I wouldn't. But I know that everyone that I've ever interviewed with, there's a real interview that happens before and after the cameras are rolling. And that alone would have been worth it for me. Yeah. Even if the video probably wouldn't have been happy. Like, we had Donny van der Beek on 5 the other day. It was a shit interview.
Was it, yeah?
He said nothing.
But, like, juicy, though? Like,
no, he said nothing.
So what was the point in it, then?
No, just,
it's Donny van der Beek, innit? You've got him.
Yeah, but still, you know, like,
one of the most spoken about players at the club. Just a couple of things as well. Apparently, maybe I'm not. Just getting some breaking news that Bissouma has said he's the best midfielder in the Premier League.
Right.
I mean, anyway. Fair enough. You know, everyone needs a bit of confidence. I think Bruno Fernandes and Paul Pogba might have something to say about that. Yep. Also, we were going to talk about this. I know we've sort of run out of time, but just quickly, United's debt is now at £419 million, reduced by £54.6 million from a year ago. Well, what do you fucking do? Are we just going to be in debt forever, or what? With these,
looks like it.
I see so many people trying to treat this like any other fucking business.
Tell me about it, Steve. I don't get it.
No other business has to compete with other businesses by spending money on their employees to the level that football clubs and sports teams do. Debt is good if it's been invested.
Yeah.
So, like, Tottenham and Arsenal, they put themselves into debt to build a big fuck-off shiny stadium. So they've got out of that a big fuck-off shiny
stadium. It's an asset, isn't it?
Yeah,
longevity.
Correct. Yeah. Right? What did we get? A new name over the door.
Yeah, we didn't get anything, did we?
Oh.
Congratulations, you've just owed fucking $1.5 billion. That is not good in any... And they go, you pay less tax. I bet we don't pay $1.5 billion in fucking tax, you fucking absolute length. Like...
length.
Your ability to swear without swearing is legendary.
How you can justify anything in terms of the Glazer ownership. And I actually, someone said, I called it. I didn't call it. I said it's what a smart businessman would do to appease United fans after the protest. And I said, do it, prove me wrong. Just do it and see what happens.
Yeah.
Sign fucking like all of these top players. I don't think fucking Ronaldo, although he might have been, like Sancho and Varane were in there. Yeah. Maybe Tom Eaton was.
Yeah.
Just sign all the players that the fans want and be like, hey, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Sign everyone you want.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, a lot of fans will quieten down the protest. But ultimately, at the end of the day, until the club is at least 50+1% fan owned, I don't think a lot of us are going to be happy. Mm. We need a saying running out.
You're just
club.
Trying to keep them quiet, like you said, aren't they?
Do you know what? As fans, this is the thing with fans. People go, oh, you fickle and rare. We've been protesting against Glazers for 16 years. They're still here. Fans as well just want to go and watch football. You don't want to have to go and get a game boycotted and postponed. Yeah. You don't want to have to go and start another club down the road.
Yeah. I'm going to just say, by the way, before this gets taken out of context, the Donny interview wasn't shit. It was great to talk to him. I wasn't happy with how it went.
Yeah, so no, I think we all got that, but I understand where you're coming from. So yeah, we don't want to have to do these things we're doing because it's like we've got these horrible owners. Abdullah Ibrahim says, Beckham is and will forever be a legend. I remember him wrapping the green and gold scarf on his return to OT and he was given a great standing ovation. Think about it, that was 2010 and we still got the, you know, that was the green and gold campaign.
It was
they're still here, do you know what I mean? Also, what's this bit of breaking news?
We need a bigger stadium, says Adam. We do. I think we'd actually fill 100K.
Anyone travelling to Atalanta?
Can they make it bigger, though? Can they make Old Trafford bigger?
I think as well. Bit
can they build on that railway? Sorry, Jay.
No, go on. You're right. It's all right.
Can they build that side? That used to be a massive consideration. Because I had to span over the railway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But United own the houses on the back of the railway now, anyway. They've owned them for 15 or more years. So they was always going to span it over. The problem was, how do you build over that railway while the active train line is? So you'd have to have loads of shutdowns, shitloads of health and safety. But building technology and concrete technology now means you can go vertically up without the need to span across. So United could just go fucking on the south stand. And
why don't
they
just move?
Oh, because it costs fucking loads of fucking money.
No, not the train. That's stupid. Why don't they just move the canal?
The canal?
Yeah, that's easy. Think about it. I don't know why no one's ever thought of that. You're all looking at the other side. What about side? Eh? Use your brains.
It would fill it.
Oh my God. There's new travel rules make European away travel easier. So apparently if you go to Atalanta, if you're on the travelling Reds, Italy's now accepting the NHS vaccine passport. So you can have a PCR test and all that and you'll be able to go. Just a quick update there for anyone who is thinking of travelling. Just quickly before we wrap up, Abdullah, thank you for the super chat. There's nothing on it, but thanks for your support. I don't know why he's just posted a super chat. It's very nice of him. He's usually on here with us. I think he might have pressed that for somebody who just wanted to say hello. he'll be here next week. RH, where can people find you?
Social media, Instagram, RH_elitecoaching. Get it.
Are you still watching every single channel everywhere?
I try my best to try and keep up with
it. I've been on so many different... I've done like channels when it's like... Nah. Kid gets in touch and like, I'm doing a college project and I'm going to do a YouTube
You know what?
Channel.
I try it.
And you come on for me. And you go, yeah, all right, why not help him out? And then RH pops up in the comments.
You know what? I try and support, you know what I mean? Try and support these young guys.
Yeah, you do the right tomorrow.
There's no point. 1 minute, Stephen. I'm in my zone here now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to,
pied.
You know, encourage and, you know, lift these guys up. I'm fair play. There's some talented guys out there, and if I can help, get in touch. I'm dying to get on another podcast. So, up the RH. Again, thanks for coming. Add me on Instagram. Get me following up. I keep going on. I need me following up there. Come on.
Get his following up. Go as well. Let's go. Check out paddockmerch.com. There should be a link, I think, in the description. Go and check it out. We've got old T-shirts, hoodies, Bruno Class. T-shirts. Some guy called Chris Summer.
Portuguese, is it?
Portuguese. Yeah, no, it sounds a bit like him. Right. Some T-shirts by him, so go and check them out. Go on, plug whatever it is you're up to this weekend. Shouting at kids, probably.
Yeah, on that, we have started an under-16s and under-18s session tonight, 7 till 8. It's free of charge if you're in the area. If you play for another team, it doesn't matter. Just extra coaching. We've got a Premier League scout and a UEFA Pro licence running it. So get yourselves down for some fucking top-level coaching. It's not me. I'll be standing on the side going, moo, 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 right? And it'll be in there doing the actual coaching. So if you're interested in coming down for that, we was going to call it something along the lines of Academy Prep because that's literally what we're going to do. Bill, who's in charge of it, is going to be telling people what they need to get to the highest level in the game. And we might book some friendlies later down the line for it. But it's not a team or anything like that. So if you play for your local junior club, Medlock Rangers, Drawsden, whoever, Fletcher Moss, and you think, Joe, what, I'm free on a Friday night, or my little one's free on a Friday night, I'll come down and we'll do that.
What's the age, sorry?
That's 16s and 18s, right. 7 till 8, and it's at Nichols. Or check my Twitter if you want to go and have a look. But from the start of October, we're going to have soccer tots under 7s, 8s, 9s, 10s, 11s, 12s, 13s, 14s, and 15s. We are going to have
business at this
an
rate.
Age group at every, or a team at every single age group that there is. So if you want to play for Paddock, there's going to be a team at every age group. And once we've got all of them running, we're starting a chicks team as well. So if you want to play football in Manchester...
As a dad of a six-year-old, what's the sort of coaching like that?
It'll be UEFA B, A or Pro.
I love it.
Very good. That's what I like love to hear. So make sure you go check that out. Thanks to Manscaped as well for sponsoring this.
Oh, and by the way, soccer tots is just a way... Football tots is a bit of a thing in it. Soccer tots is a thing for 3 to 5-year-olds. It's just... Someone's like, soccer? Like, yeah,
soccer.
Right, okay, fine. Yeah, fair enough. Someone's asked, has RH got OnlyFans?
I have, mate, yeah.
Right, go and check him out, yeah.
Phil, just him putting top bins and it's worth bins. £5 a month.
It is, mate.
What are you saying, producer Cam?
Love that, mate. Love that, Cam.
RH's OnlyFans.
Love
thanks
it.
Thanks to Manscaped for sponsoring
Manscaped,
us. Go and check
thanks
them
for
out
that.
As well. 20% off, free poster packaging, I think. Terms and conditions apply. No, it is free poster packaging. So check them
click
out.
Click the link, Jake.
Click the link. You don't have to put any
code
in.
No code. Click the link.
No code.
Check out these two. Check out
up
everything.
The RH.
Up the RH. This has been The Broom. I've been Jay Motti. That's been RH. That's been Stephen Alston. Thanks for watching. Sports Social Podcast Network.